This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. This...
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingibush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats. On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingibush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And a very good evening to all of you here on Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. I'm Jack Kramer, going solo tonight. I am here at Minster. It is tournament time. It sneaked up on us very quickly. D6 girls tourney action Minster New Bremen here in the Northwest District. The higher seed plays at home in round one, and that is the case tonight. We are at Minster as the Wildcats seek revenge for a January 29th loss to New Bremen by a score of 32-31 at the Cardinals Gym. Minster 17-5 on the year, 6-3 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Has lost two of the last four, but victorious in 12 of the last 14. Minster started the year 2-2, losing to Arcanum and Salina. Those two clubs would not beat Minster now, that's for sure. Minster scoring 47 a game, 12 turnovers per game. For New Bremen, 8-14 on the year, 3-6 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Starting 3-8 on the season, New Bremen has won two of its last three over Jackson Center and Houston. The Cardinals made their regular season by beating Minster, as I mentioned, on the 29th of January by a point. Cardinals could make their tournament by beating Minster again here tonight. The Wildcats have other ideas. Veteran head coach for Minster, Mike Wiss, in her first year running the show for New Bremen, is Stephanie Wheeler. More about our two head coaches when we come back. Both teams are out on the court shooting around. New Bremen to our left, Minster to our right. A lot at stake here tonight in this game. The winner advances on, continues to play, of course. And we'll hook up on the court again against the Parkway or Spencerville winner on the 25th of this month at 7:30. Parkway, the 2-seed, plays Spencerville, the 5-seed, and the victor tonight meets the team that triumphs in that Parkway-Spencerville game in a contest set for the 25th of this month at 7:30. These teams participate in the Northwest Division 6 Girls District. It's Northwest District number 5. There are 13 districts in D6 and D7 in the Northwest District, 6 in one, 7 in the other. And in Division 6, two district winners from the Northwest District advance on to the Southwest Region at Springfield. Minster and New Bremen are in a district which does advance on to the regional at Springfield. St. Henry, the 1-seed, is in another district which also advances on to the Springfield Regional for Division 6 Sweet 16 play. Both teams heading to the locker rooms. We'll have more in just a few minutes when we come back. Fans filing in. I'm Jack Kramer from here at Minster. Wildcats and Cardinals on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, you've heard from a couple of our sponsors, Locale Equipment, Osgood Bank. Thanks so much to Locale on the air with us since 2006. Locale Equipment at Jackson Center a founding sponsor and originating partner with us for 21 years thereafter, still online participating today. Thanks so much to LaCal Equipment. Osgood Bank, a dozen years on board. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, with a location now in Rushi as of last spring. Also locations in Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. New Bremen Cardinals have returned to the floor. Opening tip about 20 minutes away. Minster, New Bremen, first round girls Division VI tournament play here at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Yep, hello once again. Welcome back here to Minster. Jack Kramer on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster Wildcats coach by Mike West. He began coaching for Minster Schools way back in 1994 when he accepted a teaching position. Since then, by my count, 33 seasons coaching baseball coming up this spring, 33 seasons. A total of 29 years connected with girls basketball, including the last nine by my count as head coach. Couple of state championships, how about that? In March of 2018, March of 2019, he coached football for 22 years, did Mike West, from 1994 to 2015. And he is an Ohio High School Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame member. Stephanie Wheeler, first-year head coach at New Bremen, took over for Andy Timmerman at the Cardinals High School. He did an outstanding job during his tenure. Wheeler is a graduate of Upper Scioto Valley High School in 1989. Played hoops at Ball State from 89 to 93, so she goes from the Ball State Cardinals to the New Bremen Cardinals. How about that? And when she was at Upper Scioto, her high school team advanced all the way to a regional final. Stephanie Wheeler, head coach at New Bremen. Mike Wiss, longtime head coach at Minster. Cardinals got the best of Minster on January 29th by a final score of 32-31. The Cardinals made their season that day, would like to make their tournament here tonight. Minster Wildcats, a three seed, have other ideas. Both teams on the floor. We're 12 minutes away from the opening tip. Minster New Bremen tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall off the bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are blue ribbon special. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
on the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Well, back on January 29th, New Bremen beat Minster in girls basketball for the first time since 2009. 32-31 final score. New Bremen won it. One bucket in the fourth quarter by the Cardinals, who drained seven free throws. Minster led 17-15 at the half of that game. Leading scorers for New Bremen in that contest were Allie Bornhorst with 10 and Hallie Kenning with 10. Allie and Hallie, 10 points apiece. Also in that game, Livia Whitlatch had 2, Lexi Wilker had 2, and Maria Kramer had 8 points. The freshman 5'8 guard knocked down 8. Reese Albers poured in 20 for Minster in that game. She was followed up and scored by Jenny Belcher, who had 4, and Sophia Dirksen, who had 5. In that contest, Callie Schmiesing had 2 points. Minster just could not get much scoring other than Reese Albers in that contest back on the 29th. This is Northwest District Tournament action. It is girls Division 6 play. The winner of this district advances on to a berth in the Southwest Ohio D6 Regional at Springfield. And by the way, there is one other girls Northwest District that can produce a winner that advances on to the Springfield D6 Regional Tournament. And St. Henry is the number 1 seed, which plays in that district. Minster, the number 3 seed, is in this district. Parkway is the number 2. And by the way, the Parkway Spencerville winner will play the winner of this game. We'll go over the details on that for you throughout the night and keep you abreast of when the winner of this contest comes back to tournament action once again. Both teams on the floor. Referees are doing some stretching at midcourt. And we're about 6 or 7 minutes away from the opening tip tonight between the Minster Wildcats and New Bremen Cardinals. We are at Minster because in the Northwest District, the higher seed in the first round plays at home. I'm Jack Kramer going solo tonight here at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 5 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi here on scoresbroadcast.com offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the Minster girls and the New Bremen girls, the key building component, I think, is ball handling. The Minster averaging 12 to 13 turnovers per game. New Bremen 19 to 20. The team in the high teens or above that 20 mark probably will get saddled with a defeat here tonight. Taking care of the basketball is a must. You've got to maximize offensive possessions and get shots. Those are the key building components for tonight. They open the doors to success for these two clubs. Minster and New Bremen, remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Your starting lineups for the Minster Wildcats. At guard, a senior 5'5", averaging 4.7 a game, Annie Hemmelgarn. At a forward spot, a senior, 5'8", 11.4 per contest, Reese Albers. She's got 126 rebounds on the year. Jenny Belcher at guard, or I should say Jenna Belcher, a 5'6 senior, averaging 8.3 points a game. Sophia Dirksen is in the middle. She's a sophomore, 5 feet 10 inches tall. Shoots threes at a 33% clip. She's averaging just under 8 a game. And Callie Schmiesing at a wing, 5'4", averaging 4.3 points a game. She's a junior. For New Bremen, the opening five is as follows. Maria Kramer, a guard, 5'8 Frosch, 9 points a game. Sophia Tangeman, 5'6 sophomore, 2.3 a game at a guard spot. Stella Patch at a wing, a sophomore, averaging 7.6 per outing. Has played in 16 of the games so far this year, out with injury for several. Allie Bornhorst, a 5'9 senior, plays a forward position. She is 14 of 44 on threes this year. And Hallie Kenning, a 5'10 junior forward, 9.7 a game, 38 block shots to lead New Bremen. playing of the national anthem is next. Then we come back with the opening tip. Minster, New Bremen girls here tonight. First round tournament play, Division 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693 6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, thank you so much. Dickman Supply, located in Sydney, several locations in the region. You also heard from Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster and SecureCom in Minster. By the way, Wygant Real Estate and Development
developing a new subdivision near Lake Loramie, on the fringe of Fort Loramie, across from the lake. That's a new subdivision being developed by Wygant Real Estate and Development. Call Wygant for more information. Check it out. Minster Wildcats have lost a grand total of 5 on the year. 2 early season setbacks to Arcanum and Salina. In fact, Minster dropped 2 of its first 4 and then fell 3 times along the way in MAC play, 25-22 to St. Henry, 32-31 to New Bremen. Cardinals upset them back on January 29th. And the other defeat suffered by Minster in MAC action was to Marion Local on February 12th, 49-42. Minster swept 3 SCAL foes, Fort Loramie, Anna, and Rushi, winning all 3 of those games fairly easily. Opening tip to start the game, won by Minster. Wildcats in the home white, black numbers outlined in orange. The Cardinal-colored New Bremen team wearing Cardinal jerseys and shorts, a lot of gold and white trim. And New Bremen starts out the game in its zone. We'll see how Minster attacks it. Wildcats have the ball deep in the left corner. It is Belcher. Belcher throws it out high to Dirksen. Dirksen down inside to Albers. She's 5 feet from the rim. Pivots. Can't get it to go. Rebound down to New Bremen. Shot was short on the front rim. And the Cardinals snatch the rebound. Opening 45 seconds of this game, there is no score. New Bremen with the ball to our left. 30 feet away, it's Patch. Swings it far side of the court to Tangeman. Back to Patch. Straight on, Bornhorst passes up to 3. Under 7 to play, first quarter. One shot taken in the first 1 minute plus. Ball thrown to Kenning in the post. Kenning, the 5'10 junior, pivots, handles it too much, lost the ball. Minster struck it away. Steal by the Wildcats. Minster forecourt right. Albers into the lane. Throws it on the play to a teammate, Belcher. Intercepted by New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals down the floor. One shot taken in the first, a minute 40. No score in the game. It's starting out much like the contest did at New Bremen, when the two clubs back on January 29th combined for only 63. And New Bremen won it 32-31 thanks to going 7 of 9 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Minster led by 3 at the half of that game. New Bremen inbounding. Kenning is on the arc. Swings it near side of the floor to Patch. Patch being checked by Belcher. Patch below the foul line doesn't shoot. On the arc for the three-point shooter. It is pumped up there by Kramer. Missed everything. Weak side rebound to Bremen. On the rim, no. Here comes Minster. Wildcats zip down the floor. Top of the circle, it's Belcher. Belcher gave it up, got it back. Minster in a zone. 1-3-1 or a 2-3. 5:48 to go, first quarter. No score in this game. Outside the arc of the left for Minster, it is Dirksen. Dirksen gives it up, flashes to the post. Minster can't get it to her. Here's Callie Schmiesing straight away. Outside the arc on the right is Belcher. Minster unable to get into the teeth of that zone and get the ball to the short corner. Here is Dirksen, baseline left, doesn't shoot. Gives it up on top to Annie Hemmelgarn. Right flank to Belcher. There's a cross-court skip pass. Ill-advised. New Bremen swats it out of bounds. Oh, the zone defense from the Cardinals. Mighty stingy. 5:12 to go, first quarter. Both teams' defenses pitching a shutout. Nothing. Ball lobbed in backcourt to Belcher. Belcher dribbles over the timeline. Goes down the left side to Schmiesing. High right, Belcher. Bounce pass right corner, Hemmelgarn. Back to Belcher. Left side of the floor, Albers. Ball fed to Dirksen. Elbow on the left. Dirksen dribbled. That was a mistake. New Bremen knocked it loose and took it away. So far in this game, 5 quick turnovers. And here perhaps is another one. scramble for loose ball at midcourt. It's ruled a held ball, a jump. New Bremen will keep it. So that one does not go down technically as a turnover. It was New Bremen's possession before the held ball ruling. 4:43 to go in the first quarter. Nothing. Game starting out just like we thought it might. Handful of turnovers here at the beginning. Defense limiting shots. Here is Kenning. Kenning with the ball in the arc. She barges down the right side of the lane and banks in a runner. Hallie Kenning. Nets two for New Bremen, which takes the lead 2-0. 4:22 to go. First quarter of action. Here is Fenster handling in the right corner. Hemelgaard. Hemelgaard to the three-point shooter. A long one is good. Woo! From way downtown, Reese Albers. She connected on a bomb, a skyscraper up in the rafters here at Minster. A big three ball by Albers, and that lifts Minster to a one-point lead, 3-2. And now Minster negotiates full court pressure. New Bremen having trouble in backcourt. Dribbling up the near side is Patch. Patch not over the timeline yet. The count is on. Oh, she made it at the nine cap. Minster fights the ball loose at center court. Here's a dribble drive and a layup by Albers again. Albers took it away and drove hard to the hoop. Albers with a three and a two. 5-2. Minster in the lead. New Bremen scored first. Wildcats have answered with five straight. New Bremen at midcourt turns it over. Steal Minster. Fast break driving layup. Yes! Albers, two more. Oh, New Bremen needs a timeout. There it is. Wildcat fans on their feet. The Reese Albers show here at the start for Minster. Already eight turnovers in this game. Five by New Bremen, three by Minster. 7-2 Wildcats. 3:26 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
As we return to action here at Minster, Annie Hemelgaard, a big steal for the Wildcats, who then threw up a wild shot and missed. New Bremen attacks to our left, 7-2 Minster, 2:35 to go in a low-scoring first quarter. Reese Albers putting on a display as she has bumped in 7 points. All of Minster's points registered on the board due to Reese Albers. New Bremen led 2-0 after the first 3 minutes. Here's New Bremen, top of the circle, dribbling into trouble. Tie up, jump ball, held ball situation. It is an arrow favoring Minster. Turnover, New Bremen again. Minster defending extremely well. Tenacious D by the Wildcats. New Bremen on a pace to eclipse that 19-20 per game turnover total. Already 7 miscues by the Cardinals in the opening 6 minutes. Minster attacks to our right, up 7-2. Deep in the right corner with the ball, it's Jenna Belcher. She gave it up to Albers, back to Belcher. Wants to go baseline and stepped out of bounds. 12th turnover in this game, 7-5. 7 recorded by New Bremen, 5 by Minster. Pressure in backcourt. being applied by the Wildcats, Jenna Belcher. And New Bremen gets it over the timeline. Here comes the double team and the steal. It's taken away by Albers. Turnover 8 for New Bremen. Albers on the arc, plays pitch and catch with Hemmelgarn. Near side pass goes to Josephine Hoying, who's in, a 5'5 junior guard. Far left corner, handled by Callie Schmiesing. Thought about the three, didn't let it fly. Near side Hoying. They look in the middle for Elise Albers, who's checked in. Baseline right. Reese goes below the basket, can't shoot. Throws out to the foul stripe to Schmiesing. Now a three-point shot by Minster. A long ranger goes airborne by Josephine Hoying. It's off the heel. Long rebound to New Bremen. Kenning down the floor. 56 seconds to go, first quarter. 7-2 Minster, which knocks the ball out of bounds into the Wildcats bench. First time these two clubs played this year. New Bremen pulled off the shocker. First victory by New Bremen girls over Minster since 2009, 32-31. Minster off to a good beginning here tonight with a five-point lead, thanks to 7 from Reese Albers, 7-2 Cardinals. Straight on, New Bremen gets a good screen, and here's a long three ball. Yes, Allie Bornhorst got a dynamite screen from Maria Kramer. She went airborne on the triple, and it was a beauty. 7-5 on the Bornhorst three for New Bremen. Here is Minster on the arc, on the dribble with 23 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's an off-balance drive by Reese Albers into the lane. Oh, a nice job by Reese. She couldn't make the shot, but she knew that she would be walloped. And she managed to hit the ball off her fingertips and is awarded two free throws. With 21.1 to go, first quarter. Foul shot by Reese is perfect. How about Reese Albers for Minster? Couldn't ask for a better start. She has all 8 of Minster's points on the board, making all 9. Great beginning for Reese. 9-5 Minster. New Bremen backcourt having trouble. 16 seconds to go, first quarter. Finally, the Cardinals get it up and over. It seems like Minster has outplayed New Bremen by more than 4 points. Cardinals down by only 4. Final 5 seconds of the period. Here's Livia Whitlatch on the arc. Goes inside to Kenning. Kenning spins and banks it. It counts. It counts. A buzzer beater by Kenning. Hallie Kenning, the post player for New Bremen, had 5 in the opening period for the Cardinals. Or I should say she had 4 on 2 twos. And after 1, Minster leads New Bremen by only a bucket. 9-7 Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Here we go, second quarter underway quickly. A mistake, a floor error by New Bremen, the Cardinals' 9th. They turn it over. Minster with possession Opening 10 seconds of period number two, 9-7. Minster in the lead by a field goal. New Bremen with a bushel basket of floor mistakes, but still down just two. 9-7 Wildcats. You get the sense that Minster's up by more than one bucket. That's not the case. Top of the circle, Minster with the ball, hanging on is Himmelgarn. Goes into the right corner to teammate Callie Schmiesing. Zone defense by New Bremen. Deep right corner, Belcher. Belcher swings it on top to Schmiesing. Coming out to catch and start a drive is number 10 for Minster. Guess who? That's Reese Alberts. A swan dive maneuver into the paint area. She probed the middle of the floor and got underneath the arms of a couple defenders. They hacked her. Couple of shots at the stripe for Albers. She has been the offensive machine for Minster here tonight. This free throw is no good. 9-7 Minster, all 9 points by Albers. Kenning's got four for New Bremen. Allie Bornhorst a triple for three. Second free throw also hard. Good rebound by Kenning of New Bremen. Kenning up the floor to Patch. Patch 30 feet away to Kenning in the deep right corner. Swings a long throw cross court to Tangeman. High arching three, bangs off the rim, hits the glass, comes away to Minster. Streaking down the floor, Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn loops the head of the key to Reese. Reese starts to drive. Goes behind her to Sturkson. Left wing Belcher. Now signaling is Annie Himmelgarn. 9-7 Minster. 90 seconds gone, second quarter. Zone defense to Bremen. Forcing Minster to do a lot of pitch and catch 20 feet away. Deep right corner, Schmiesing wants to penetrate. Hemmed in, stolen, taken away by New Bremen. Stolen back by Minster. On the arc, open player Wildcats. Long triple, Schmiesing, little heavy on the shot. Saved inbounds by New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals. Chance to take the lead on a three. Ball thrown straight away to Kramer. There it is. A triple off to the left. Loose ball rebound. Picked up by the Cardinals. And it's banked in. Tangeman, 8-footer in traffic. Don't think she could see the rim. She survived the body contact from the defender. And without getting a good look at the basket, threw it up there, banked it in from several feet away, fouled in the act of shooting. Big field goal by Tangeman of New Bremen, which has tied the game up at 9. Free throw by Tangeman, front rim, side rim, no good. Minster's got the rebound. We're tied up at 9. We played 2:20 here in the second. Dribbling up the floor, Belcher. Swings the left corner to Reese Albers. Down inside to Dirksen. Dirksen goes up and under. It is short. Good defense to Bremen. Tie up on the rebound. Minster keeps it. Held ball. Wildcats possession. 5:31 left here in the second quarter. 9 apiece. Minster once led 7-2. Dribble drive into the paint. Reese Albers holds the ball overhead. Tipped away by New Bremen. Minster steals it back. Got a scrum for the loose ball. Turnovers continue to mount in this game. We're up to 18 between the two teams. New Bremen, possession, arrow favoring the Cardinals. Eight players in backcourt. Minster pressure, 9-9 tie. 5:12 to go, second quarter. Dribbling down the floor. Tangeman being jostled. Here comes the double team. And another held ball. Annie Himmelgarn got her mitts in there. Tied up the New Bremen player. Arrow favors Minster. A dozen turnovers for New Bremen already in this game. But the Cardinals have managed to survive those mistakes. It's a 9-9 game. Zone defense by New Bremen, making Minster work long and hard for shots. 30 feet away on the left, it's Himmelgarn. Swings it near side to Josephine Hohen. Manning the top of the zone is 5'8.5" Stella Patch for New Bremen. Here's an inside pass for Dirksen, broken up and stolen by New Bremen. Driving hard down the floor, Maria Kramer. spelled just like mine, but she's a much better basketball player than I ever thought about being. Deep in the right corner, it's Patch. Harassing defense by Minster. Entering the foul lane is Kramer. Kramer stops. Might have gotten away with a walk. Puts up a 15-foot jump shot way off the mark, but she shouldered and fouled, and she'll get two. 9-9 deadlock, 4:23 to go second quarter. New Bremen scored first. Minster rattled off seven straight. New Bremen has gained control here in the last 3 minutes plus. Free throw good by Kramer. 10-9. New Bremen up a point. Second free throw by her. Much too strong. Rebound Minster. Down one. Wildcats come up and over the timeline with it. 4:16 to go second quarter. Far left side of the floor, it's Annie Hemmelgard. Swings it on top to Belcher. Outside the arc on the right to Josephine Hoing. Hoing hangs on. Loops it back to Hemmelgard. There's a left corner three in the air. Shot by Belcher. It is no good. A little heavy. Weak side rebound, though, by the Wildcats to get it back. Belcher wants to drive. Can't do it. Here comes the double team. He's got to find help. Deals to Hemmelgard. Hemmelgard wants to go inside to Dirksen. Ball's on the floor. Clawed away by New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals. Turnover, Minster. Mistakes galore in this game. Here's a 25-foot three by Minster's, by New Bremen's Kramer. Off to the left. Rebound down to Minster. On the hurry up, it's Belcher. Belcher gives it up to Reese Albers in the left corner. Backs her defender down. Hands off to Hemmelgard. 3:18 to go, first half. Deep three, right side of the floor. Minster. Belcher missed it, no good. Rebound stuck up there by Dirksen, no good. Belcher follows and scores. What an alert play by Jenna Belcher of Minster. Boy, the Wildcats worked long and hard for those two. 11-10, Minster on top, the 1:251 to go, second quarter. Here's Bornhorst on the dribble, far right wing to Kramer for New Bremen. Head coach Stephanie Wheeler, first year, running the show for the Cardinals, barks out instructions. Here's an attempted three by Stella Patch, blocked, taken away by Minster. Belcher motors down the floor and scores! Baseline left, eight-footer by Belcher. 4 points in 40 seconds by Belcher. 2:25 to go, first half. 13-10 New Bremen. Foul midcourt on Minster. New Bremen led 10-9 with 3:20 or so to go in the second quarter. Minster led early on in this game 7-2. Timeout called, Minster, which is up three, thanks to Belcher and Albers. They have scored the 13 in this game for the Wildcats. 13-10 Minster, 2:24 left to go, second quarter, on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Here is New Bremen frantically working the basketball around, and then a long three ball is taken on the play by Lexi Wilker, 5'6 junior, in off the bench, missed it strong, no good. Down the floor in a hurry, Minster, fast break shot, Dirksen left it shy of the mark, and New Bremen's got the board. A minute 40 to go here in the second, 13-10, Minster racing down the floor, New Bremen, 3-on-2, Sienna Zeller, 5'8 sophomore, travel. Twenty-three turnovers in this game so far. 13 or 14 by New Bremen. I may have missed one. Minster pushing 10. 90 seconds to go. First half. 13-10. Minster up 3. Minster works the ball around straight away. It is Belcher, now Hemmelgarn. Zone defense to Bremen. It's made life difficult for Minster at the offensive end. They send Albers to the high post. She gets it, gives it up on the arc to Belcher, who scored the last four. Three ball by Jenner, right wing, short. Might have been tipped by New Bremen. I think it was. It appeared as though Kenning got a pinky on the ball. Here's Kramer down the floor, foul line for New Bremen. She's hemmed in, nearly tied up. Bad pass, picked off by Belcher. Belcher with a 2-on-1 to the rack for 2. Good! What a scoop shot by Jenna Belcher. She scored 6 in a row for Minster here in the second quarter. It was the Reese Albers show in the first, Jenna Belcher show in the second. 15-10 Minster. Here is New Bremen with a double dribble at midcourt. Boy, the harassment from the Minster defense has been superb. Challenging every New Bremen pass. Too many mistakes by New Bremen. We talked in the pregame about how that was a key building component leading to the outcome of this contest. 15-10 Minster, late second quarter, 24 ticks on the clock. Belcher between the rings, looks over the zone defense, goes right corner to Sophia Dirksen. Skip pass on top to Hemmelgarn, back to Belcher. Hemmelgarn left side of the floor, 7 to go. Ball dropped on the play. New Bremen gets the loose ball. Canning in backcourt to Kramer at midcourt. Long 45-footer wide right. First quarter closes, or I should say first half ends. 15-10, Minster over New Bremen. First meeting on January 29th. Wound up 32-31 in favor of New Bremen. Minster leads by 5. Here after two quarters in this one. Halftime coming up here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com, a new underwriting sponsor. Thank you, Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Trivia every other Wednesday coming up March 4th and 18th at Loramie Brewing Company. The Lenten menu is in play now, and you'll love it. Food is outstanding at Loramie Brewing Company. Salmon fillet and Brussels sprouts, featured on the Lenten menu. Cod sandwiches, shrimp tacos. How about pizza, including shrimp and spinach, or the spin-dip salmon pizza? Kids' menu is very good as well. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza, and more. A variety of delicious appetizers, including pretzels and beer cheese, and spinach artichoke dip. Carry out, dine in, call ahead, pick up and go at Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Thanks as well on scoresbroadcast.com to a longtime advertising sponsor. Located in downtown Sydney, it is Shelby County Veteran Services, and we thank these folks so much. Been on the air with us now 13, 14 years or so, 133 South Ohio. Many services available to veterans and their eligible family members through Shelby County Veteran Services. Some services include emergency financial relief, VA claim assistance, the on-site food pantry. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call 937-498-7282. For more info, visit the website shelbycountyveterans.org. Look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. 15 to 10, Minster by 5 over the New Bremen girls here at the half in Division 6 tournament play at Minster High School on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Well, good shots and points hard to come by here in the first half of this game. Girls tournament play at Minster tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster in the lead 15 to 10. A look at the scoring brought to you by Fox Supply in Minster. We've been here in Minster for nearly 50 years. For Minster, two young ladies have scored. First quarter scoring, 9 for Reese Albers. Second quarter scoring, 6 for Jenna Belcher. They have combined for all 15 of Minster's points. For New Bremen, a triple, a three-pointer from Allie Bornhorst in the first quarter. 2 two-pointers from Hallie Kenning in the first period for New Bremen. Maria Kramer, 1 of 2 at the stripe. And Sophia Tangeman has a field goal for 2 points so far for New Bremen, which trails Minster 15-10 after two periods. Hey, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. We work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com for 20 years. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill. by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. One of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families, Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years. Halftime, 15-10. Minster by 5 over New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
And we welcome Cutaway Styling Salon to our broadcast. Cutaway, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Teagle, Kathy Wilson, and Turner. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it at Cutaway Styling Salon. Walk in, come out, styling, Cutaway, 15 Elm Street, Fort Loramie. New Bremen with the ball, down 5, starting the second half, steal by Belcher at midcourt. Turnover 16 for New Bremen. Belcher into the lane, bank shot, no good. Rebound up with the left hand, missed, but a foul. Good work on the inside by the Minster Wildcats, Sophia Dirksen. She's looking for her first points of this game. As we mentioned several minutes ago, Reese Albers poured in 9 in the first quarter for Minster. Jenna Belcher, a half dozen in the second, accounting for the 15 by Minster so far. Two-shot situation. Dirksen eyes the goal, and it swirls down through the netting. She's got it. 16-10, Minster in the lead with 6. Previous biggest lead for Minster was 7-2. 15-10 as well. Now it's 17-10. Both free throws by Dirksen. Perfect. Minster opens up a 7-point spread. Steal in backcourt. Taken away. Minster swiped it from New Bremen. Here's a drive into the lane by Albers. Blocked on the play by Kramer. Quickly down the floor, New Bremen. Driving layup. No good by Kenning. Here comes Minster back the other way. Frenetic pace. Driving shot hooked up on the go. No good by Cali Schmiesing. New Bremen's got the board. 17-10, Minster. Up and down the floor we go to start the second half. We played a minute. Picking up her dribble 30 feet away and having some difficulty, Estella Patch. She gets it out of trouble for New Bremen to Kenning. Ball lobbed inside for Kramer. Knocked away by Minster. Tipped up ahead into the hands of Dirksen. Dirksen drives. Gives to Belcher on the arc. Near side pass goes to Reese Albers. She tries the triple. Off to the right. Rebound ricochets into the corner. Minster tracks it down. 17-10 Minster. 6:23 left to go third quarter. Minster's biggest lead, 7. Between the rings, it is Belcher on the bounce. New Bremen sustains the zone. Cardinals have been in it all night. 1-3-1, 2-3. Now maybe they've come out of it. Looks more like a man at the moment. Baseline left, open jump shooter Albers inside the arc. No good, clangs off the rim. Held ball, rebound, arrow, Minster to our left. The score is 17-10 Minster, which led 7-2, 15-10 at the halftime break. New Bremen had a very brief lead at 10-9 with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Throwing in Minster, deep right corner Dirksen back to the basket on the arc to Belcher. Deep right corner to a teammate Albers. Oh, what a drive! Nifty layup with the left hand. Albers tight roped the boundary below the basket, swiveled, and scored with the left. Great game for Reese. She's got 11. Quickly down the floor, New Bremen. Dribble drive into the lane goes Patch. Patch is knotted up by Minster. Held ball. New Bremen keeps it. Yep, we said in the pregame, New Bremen had to stay well within its 19-20 turnover per game count, and the Cardinals are not going to. Dribble drive into the lane. It is Stella Patch, double team, triple team, stolen. Quickly down the floor, Minster driving layup, Dirksen, no, but she's smacked. Clobbered hard from behind, couple free ones for Dirksen. Another takeaway by Minster. Ball turned over by the Cardinals once more. 5:21 left, third quarter. Minster trying to pull away, up 9, 19-10. Couple of free ones, Dirksen. Swish, she's got it. Timeout called, Cardinals. Minster's double the score, 20-10. 5:21 to go, third quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, free throw number two by Dirksen. It's the front rim. The backboard drops in. Feather-like touch. And she has successfully put in four straight foul shots in the third quarter to extend Minster's lead to 21-10. Here is Kenning in the post. Fakes right, swivels left, up and under. It is on the rim, no good. New Bremen missed it. Quickly down the floor, Albers for Minster. Into the lane, juggles the ball, and lost it. New Bremen gets it back. We are pushing 30 turnovers in this game. Top of the circle, New Bremen. Kenning looks back door for a teammate. She's not there. Sloppy pass. New Bremen tracks it down. Wilker, 30 feet out, gives it up to Kramer. Kramer looks for the three ball. Can't get free. Top of the circle. Heels on the play to Tangeman. Now Kenning straight on. Kenning wants to drive. Pulls up baseline right. Almost walked. Held in check. Makes an errant bounce pass right to Hemmelgarn of Minster. Long throw down the floor to Belcher. Belcher in the lane area. Hemmed in, hands off to Schmiesing, back to Belcher. Minster restarts. 21-10, Wildcats, 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Top of the circle, handled on the play by Schmiesing. 25 feet out goes to Annie Hemmelgarn. Deep right corner, Dirksen. Minster up 11 in no hurry. Man-to-man defense now by New Bremen. Cardinals are out of the zone. Belcher dribbles beneath the arc. Hands behind her to Dirksen. And Dirksen banked in a long, long two ball. She was straddling the arc. Didn't mean to bank it. She says, I'll take it. 23-10. Minster up 13. Ball thrown to Kenning in the post. Overplay. Steal. Albers. 3-on-2. Albers driving. Left it short. No good. Rebound to Bremen. Cardinal players out of bounds. Simply put, Minster's defense all night has fueled its attack. New Bremen just not taking care of it well enough. And Minster stormed ahead by 13, 23-10. Baseline right of the basket. Belcher inbounding. Airmails to Albers on the arc. Near side pass. Hemmelgarn starts to drive down the lane to the cup. It's on the rim. Comes off. Rebound New Bremen. Saved right to Belcher, though. To Albers. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Minster up 13. Halftime score was 15-10. No points to Bremen here in the third. Wildcats have outscored the Cardinals 8-0. Belcher gets a clear out, drive left wing, and stops, goes to Dirksen. Now Elise Albers, who's checked in, 6'2 sophomore. Baseline left, oh, a clever play by Reese Albers. One-on-one, a clear out for her. She drove and got up and under the defender to make sure she was nailed on the forearm. Two free throws for Reese. Couple of shots for her. Timeout, New Bremen, down 13. Minster leads at 23-10. 2:31 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, we took a timeout with Reese Albers towing the stripe for Minster. We come back to action. First foul shot short by Albers. Second one, front rim backboard. It drops through. One of two there for Reese. On the night, she is 3 of 6 at the stripe. Albers has a dozen to lead all scores. Minster 24, New Bremen 10. Cardinals offense and ball handling has been stymied by a revved up Minster defensive attack here tonight. It has been ferocious. New Bremen zone thwarted Minster for much of the first half. Here's a three ball by Kenning. She's got it. Wow, good looking shot. Kenning pours in a triple. She's got a grand total of 7 in this game for New Bremen. Man, did the Cardinals ever need that. It takes the 24-10 lead for Minster down to 24-13. Here's Albers, top of the circle, goes foul line and hits the 15-foot J. Reese Albers sparkling tonight for Minster. 26-13 Wildcats. New Bremen dribbles up the left side. It is Patch. Patch at midcourt to Whitlatch. On the arc to Kramer. Kramer deals to Patch, who bullies her way into the lane. And with the off arm, she swings it, and it's a foul. Offensive on New Bremen. Good call by the referee. Minute 27 to go. Third quarter, 26-13 Minster. Here on Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. Here's Albers down the floor for Minster. Thanks so much to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Don't forget a new subdivision being developed by Wygant near Lake Loramie. Ball tipped away by New Bremen at midcourt. Steal. Cardinals. Stolen back. Minster. Great hustle play by Albers. Reach-in foul against New Bremen. That's the way it's gone all night long. I may be mistaken what was ruled. No, it goes against Minster. That was the correct call. Hooking foul on Minster after a couple of steals back-to-back. A minute 4 to go, third quarter, 26-13 Minster. New Bremen playing in 10 feet to the right of its rim. Maria Kramer lobbing out back to Sophia Tangeman. Ball dealt to Kramer. Into the post to Kenning. Twisting, turning, overshoots the 8-footer. Rebound Minster, stolen. Good play, Tangeman. Tangeman underneath the basket too far. Throws to Kramer on the arc, back to Kenning. Here's a three chucked up from the left wing. Good! Welker pours one in. 26-16 Minster. Minster down the right side, 30 seconds to go. Third quarter. That was a three ball by Welker. Albers, foul line, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Gives it up on the play to Hemmelgarn. 25 feet out. Elise Albers, midcourt, it's Callie Schmiesing with 10 to go. Schmiesing dribbling, 6 to play. She starts to drive, delivers baseline right to a teammate. It is banked up and missed, hit the board, hit the edge of the board, almost went in. Hemmelgarn shot it just before the buzzer, no go on the shot. New Bremen survives that possession, but still trails by 10. Minster 26, New Bremen 10 after 3. on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. And that's for sure.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Here we go. We start the fourth quarter. To summarize the Minster scoring so far in this game, pretty simple. 14 points for Albers, 6 each for Belcher and Dirksen. They comprise the 26 for the Wildcats, who lead at 26-16. Minster with the ball at midcourt. And it is batted loose by New Bremen, picked up by Kenning. Kenning hits a teammate. It is Patch who dribbles into trouble in the lane, and she lost it. Minster's got the ball back. We have now surpassed the 30 turnover mark between the two teams in this game unofficially at 33. There's a moving screen against Minster. That technically, in some circles, is a turnover. Minster loses a possession, up 26-16, 7:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. New Bremen in backcourt. Kramer, high dribble, lost it at the timeline. Picked off by Minster, two-on-one break. Nifty bounce pass, great play. Reese Albers to Belcher. 28-16, Belcher on the finish. Minster in the lead by 12. New Bremen needs a barrage of threes now. Outside the arc, it is Kramer. Kramer steps to the elbow on the right, pivots, double-teamed, puts up a left-hand shot, banked it, no good. Loose ball rebound, Reese Albers of Minster. She's everywhere. Reese down the floor to Dirksen. Driving reverse layup, blocked out of bounds by New Bremen. 6:36 to go in the fourth. 28-16. In favor of Minster. If Minster holds on, Minster will play the Parkway Spencerville winner, the 2 seed versus the 5 seed, on February 25th at 7:30 at Wapakoneta. Belcher outside the arc for Minster, picks up her dribble. 6:20 to go, fourth quarter. Ball dealt to Josephine Hoyn. 12-point lead, Minster. Between the circles, handled by Dirksen. Down the right side to Reese Albers. Minster putting this game in the deep freeze. Dirksen near center circle. Oh, she slipped and fell down. Hopefully didn't hurt her ankle. Loose ball picked up by New Bremen. Forecourt right, Kramer goes into the corner. Double team. Gets it free to Kenning. Kenning squares up on the arc. Picks up her dribble. Needs help. Lobs to Kramer. 5:50 left. Cross court pass. A bad one. Stolen by Minster. It hit the back of the head of a New Bremen player. Oh, what a drive. Oh, what a drive. Terrific play by Reese Albers as she sped the last 50 feet down the floor. Hit a running banker, motoring hard to the rim. Flipped it in off the window. and was cracked on the shoulder as she scored. Woo! Reese Albers, stellar tonight. She has been a dynamo for the Wildcats, who lead up by 14, 30-16, make it 31-16 on the three-point play by Reese. Here is New Bremen at midcourt, Kenning up the floor, body foul by Belcher, who got in Kenning's path. 31-16, Minster, 5:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. Team foul situation, two each way. Far side of the court, New Bremen's Tangeman will play it in. Ball thrown to Kramer in the paint. Awkward shot way off to the left. Out of bounds off Minster. Well, the scoring so far in this game for New Bremen, 7 points in the first quarter, 3 in the second, 6 in the third. Simply not good enough. Ball lobbed into Kenning, foul line, squares up, and throws it out of bounds. Unfortunate, Whitlatch ducked into the right corner as Kenning aimed to find her out high right, 25 feet for the basket. No one home. Miscue. Turnover number 35 in this game between the two teams. New Bremen surpassed 20 in the third period. 25 feet away on the right with the ball. Hemmelgarn for Minster swings it straight away to Belcher. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Dirksen's got a good look at a three. Instead drives, fires it hard off the window. Rebound down to New Bremen. Cardinals in backcourt. Whitlatch comes up the near side, and Coach Stephanie Wheeler at New Bremen gets a timeout. 15-point lead, Minster. 4:47 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
It is New Bremen possession. Cardinals down by 15 with 4:20 to go. Oh, a splendid drive by Hallie Kenning of the Cardinals. She has been the star in this game for the visiting team as she ducked her head and sped right down the middle, dashed through the paint to the rim, and flipped in a banker. Nice job done by Kenning as she has tallied 9 in this game. The 3 and 3 twos, 31-18. Minster in the lead. Under 4 to play here in the fourth quarter. Minster continues to dribble and pass and put the ball in the deep freeze. Here's a drive through traffic. Tripped on the play is Belcher. Team foul 3 on New Bremen. And Minster will get the ball at side court. Like to tell you all about Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your go-to store. South Main in Fort Loramie, we have delivered what you want. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, Winter's Meats, and more. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market, Fort Loramie. Order those subs, salads, and wraps from the deli sub shop at the Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's. And don't forget, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru on the north edge of town. Schaefer RV Storage is new, located right behind Schaefer Market. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com to find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. 2:58 to go in the game. Minster working clock, dribbling, passing, New Bremen chasing, fouling. That's only the fourth, and Minster will throw the ball inside court, leading 31-18 with 2:58 to go in the fourth. Support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the gas pumps. 13-point lead, Minster, under three to play. Fourth quarter, scores, broadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-double-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, Minster puts the ball in play. New Bremen has no choice but to foul. However, the Cardinals fouled the wrong person. Reese Albers calmly sinks two free throws. Minster 33, New Bremen 18. We're down to 2:41 to go fourth quarter. Here's a drive, left corner of the floor, the Stella Patch of New Bremen. Defensive blocking foul on Minster. It is common, team's third. New Bremen throwing in baseline left. With 3:20 left to go, second quarter, New Bremen led 10-9. Since that point in time, spanning about 18 minutes, New Bremen scored a grand total of 8 points. Ball inbounded by New Bremen. Bad pass off the foot of a Cardinal player. Minster gets it. New Bremen Cardinals one short of 25 turnovers in this game. Here is Minster. Long forward pass down the floor. Tracked down by Hemmelgarn. Out back to Belcher. Belcher weaves. Goes to Dirksen. 2:31 to go. 33-18. In favor of Minster, foul called against New Bremen. 33-18. Minster up by 15. 2.5 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Dirksen sinks one of two free throws for Minster to stretch the lead to 34-18. Here's New Bremen, forecourt right. Stolen! Taken away by Belcher. Down to Hemmelgarn. Driving. She blew the cripple. Got the rebound back. Couldn't get it to go. New Bremen possession. Stolen again by Minster. Alvarez puts up a 7-foot leaner. No good. Rebound New Bremen, which throws it right to Minster at midcourt. Foul called on Kenning of the Cardinals. Well, we hit the nail on the head in the pregame. We said ball handling would be crucial. New Bremen simply could not exceed its average turnover count on the year per game, which was 19 or 20. And Minster has forced New Bremen into very close to 30 turnovers. A minute 59 to go in the fourth quarter. I unofficially have 27. First free throw by Minster's Dirksen is around and in. Second shot dipped in, dipped out, no good. Rebound below the basket, jump, held ball. Give it to the Cardinals. 35-18 Minster, a minute 57 left here in the fourth quarter. Minster will advance on and play the Parkway Spencerville winner, 2-seed versus 5-seed. Next game for Minster at Wapak, February 25th at 7:30. That's in the Northwest District. That particular district in which Minster is playing feeds the D6 Southwest Springfield Regional, as does one other Northwest District, which features number one seed St. Henry. Healthy substitutions by both teams. A minute 57 left in the fourth. 35-18 Minster over New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingebusch wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Sienna Zeller in off the bench for New Bremen. Sienna, 5'8 sophomore, just pumped up a long three for the Cardinals. She was fouled in the act of shooting the three, made one of three at the stripe. Minster with a rebound and a foul on New Bremen, as both teams substitute heavily at this point in the game with a minute 23 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster's lead swells to 36-19. 36-19 lead. Charlie Wolf at the stripe in off the bench. 5'9 freshman. First free throw perfect. Second shot short. Hangs on the rim, comes off. Rebound down to the Cardinals. Cardinals up the floor. Josie Albers, 5'8 soft, is in. Albers on the arc. Feeds to Cameron Lochtefeld, a freshman in the post. Stolen on the play by Minster. Here's a run out down the floor. Driving layup by Reese Albers is in and out, no good. My mistake, that was not Reese. She's on the bench. New Bremen got the board and then threw it away at the timeline. Just too many floor errors by the Cardinals. Didn't stand much of a chance as this game wore on. The mistakes mounted. 19 points for New Bremen, which had a grand total of 10. 10 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Only 9 cents in the last two and a half quarters. 30 seconds to play in the fourth. Dribble drive, Minster down the lane. Madison Eilerman hooks it up, no good, too hard. Long rebound collected by Minster on the arc with 23 to go in the fourth. Ball thrown to the post. Oh, a nice pivot shot up and good by Minster with 14 ticks to go. Minster in the lead, 38-19, counting down the final seven. Minster will advance to play the Parkway Spencerville winner on February 25th at 7:30. Wildcats rejoice, doubling the count on New Bremen tonight, 38-19 here at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank. Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
what a night for the Minster Wildcats, who felt New Bremen to the tune of 38-19, doubling the score on the Cardinals here this evening. 38-19, Minster wins it. It was Charlie Wolf who scored that last fielder for Minster. She had three in the fourth quarter for the Minster Wildcats. Minster scoring 9, 6, 11, and 12 in the four periods of play. New Bremen 7, 3, 6, and 3. Unofficially, New Bremen just short of 30 floor errors in this game. New Bremen once led 10-9 with 3:20 left in the second period. From that point on, it was a 29-9 run by Minster, which winds up winning it by 19 here tonight to advance on in Division VI tournament play to meet the winner of the Parkway-Spencerville contest. Parkway a 2-seed, Spencerville a 5-seed. Minster a 3-seed, victorious tonight over New Bremen. Minster plays again February 25th at 7:30 at Wapak. Looking at the scoring for Minster, as I mentioned, Charlie Wolf scored three off the bench. Reese Albers had a splendid game, dynamite performance for Reese, who scored 9 in the first half, and then she added 10 in the second, 19 for Albers all told. Jenna Belcher had 8. Sophia Dirksen at the free throw line was 6 of 8. She had a field goal. 8 total points for Dirksen in this game. Through the first two periods, the only two young ladies to score for Minster were Albers and Belcher. They had all 15, and 9 for Albers, 6 for Belcher in the first two periods of play. And then on came Sophia Dirksen in that second half for New Bremen. Leading scorer on the night, Hallie Kenning, 5'10 junior, as she stroked in 9 points. Free throw tallied by Sienna Zeller in a sub role there in the fourth quarter. Allie Bornhorst made a first quarter three. Lexi Welker made a third quarter three for New Bremen. A field goal, 2 points for Sophia Tangeman, and 1 of 2 at the stripe for Maria Kramer. Final score 38-19 in favor of Minster over New Bremen. Wildcats advancing on in tournament play, winning game number 18 here tonight. New Bremen Cardinals close out their campaign, overall mark of 8-15. Minster now 18-5 on the campaign under 9-year girls basketball head coach Mike Wiss. Our stars of this game, pretty clear cut. Albers 19 for Minster, Kenning 9 for New Bremen. This segment brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
from expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at HeiCamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at HeiCamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The Minster girls victorious tonight, pulling away, winning easily over New Bremen 38-19. Avenging the setback to the Cardinals on January 29th when New Bremen nipped Minster at New Bremen by a score of 32-31. They're serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. Barker has been one of the two or three most valued agencies in the area for a long time, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. We'll close it out in a moment. 38-19 Minster over New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Minster girls win by 19 over New Bremen here tonight. And don't forget, tomorrow night on the air at 6:35 p.m. or thereabouts, Bodkins boys close out the regular season with a match against Lammas Central Catholic, 11-8. LCC owns a big win over Spencerville this year. Took Delphus down to the wire. Should be a fine game tomorrow night. Bodkins and Lammas Central Catholic. Trojans 18-3, 12-0, perfect record in the SCAL this year in taking the championship. Number two team in the state in Division 7 behind Delphus St. John's. By the way, Sean Powell, coach at LCC, returning tomorrow to the Bodkins Coliseum as an opposing coach since winning the state title coaching Bodkins back in 2021. Trojans were 27-3 that year, beat Columbus Grove in the state final game 60-44, knocked off Richmond Heights in the semifinals 44-40. Sean was a combined 56-22. In his three seasons as the leader of the Trojans, they were SCAL champs in 2021. That marked the first time Bodkins had done that in 28 years. LCC at Bodkins tomorrow night on the air approximately at 6:35 p.m. Boys Division 7 tournament play from Piqua on Monday evening, a doubleheader. We're on the air about 5:25 on Monday night. Fort Loramie Fairlawn in game one, Rushi and Sonia in game two. Thanks so much to our online listeners this evening. We had a great crowd from Minster and New Bremen who joined us as we marketed this game thoroughly in the two communities on the school's social media platforms as well. Thanks to Minster, New Bremen folks who joined us. Jack Kramer going solo tonight here on Scores Broadcast, reminding you the final score, Minster 38, New Bremen Girls 19, on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.